9AJK, K9AJC. Yeah, I, after I got the general, I got a ICOM 7300 and put a Hustler 6B TV in my front yard. So I've been doing a decent amount of HF. But we have a decent amount of local traffic on 2-meter, most of the time anyway, somewhere. Somewhere on the 2-meter bed you could find someone. So I still do quite a bit of that. Haven't done much 440, or there's a little bit of traffic here for 220. There's one local 220 repeater that does a lot of linked nets, so trying to keep 220 alive, I guess he is. Trying to do a little bit of everything in between. There's definitely a lot to do in ham radio. K9AJC.
Yeah, so that's when I started off with a Bopang, listened. Then I purchased a Yaesu 7010 FTM 300, which I'm using right now. And I found Fusion and Wires X, quite enjoyed that. My HF is a FT891 with a 66-foot NFED wire antenna up in the attic space because I'm in an HOA. The 2-meter and 70-centimeter antenna is up there also. I have a 220 J-pole because we do have a pretty good 220 repeaters in the area. And so right now I'm just doing HF, 2-meter, 70-centimeter, 220, trying to build a POTUS station. Haven't gotten into FT8 yet. That's going to happen, and start building my antennas. And you're right, there are so many different facets and things you can do with the hobby, and there's just not enough money and time to do it all. So I just got to pick and choose what I do, and we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I'm enjoying the hobby. It gives me something to do in the mornings, and then I do other stuff throughout the day. And then when I'm teaching around the state, I'll bring a hotspot with a DMR radio and play radio and instead of just watching TV. So hopefully when I get that POTA put together, I'll be able to do kind of POTA-ish radio at the hotel. K-E-9-A-J-K.